That was Chase the Sun from Sky Diggers, Dreams and Second Chances. Now I'd like to feature the SFA Red Leafs hockey at this time. Both Red Leafs were in action on March 5th, first with the BCIHL Red Leafs as they kicked off the BCIHL's 18th championship tournament against the Okanagan Lakers, the fourth seed, at the historic Queen's Park Arena in New West, the practice venue for the BCIHL Red Leafs at 12:15. SFU got on board 6:32 into the game as Jaden Fochuk eluded the Okanagan backstop Jacob Burnside, who also yielded the second goal to Tanner Turnus with 4:51 left. As the Red Leafs led the Lakers 2-0 after first, despite being outshot 15-8 after 20 minutes. Okanagan got on board late in period 2, as Carter Bedenson eluded the SFU backstop Cheyenne Kermany with 24 seconds left, and the Lakers outshot the Red Leafs 23-16 after 40 minutes. SFU restored their 2-goal lead into period 3 per Pat Diopalice, but Lukas Tokic scored Okanagan's second goal just 48 seconds later. However, the Red Leafs went up 4-2 64 seconds later, as Nathan Braun scored at 3:58, earned a power play opportunity on Seth Kreese's slashing, and built a 3-goal cushion during the man advantage, as Gavin Bain scored on the Lakers' Jacob Burnside at 6:42. Okanagan earned a 5-on-3 man advantage at 12:47, as SFU's Jaden Fochuk was sent to the penalty box for tripping, joining teammate Tanner Turnus, but the Lakers couldn't score on the Red Leafs during the 42-second two-man advantage. Jaden Fochuk finished the scoring with 1:35 left in regulation, his second of the game on Jacob Burnside, as SFU tripled up Okanagan 6-2 for its first-ever BCIHL playoff win in the current format, which was set in 2024, despite getting outshot 45-22, with the Lakers outshooting the Red Leafs 22-11 in Period 3. SFU were led by Jaden Fochuk with 2 goals, an assist, Nathan Braun with a goal, an assist, and the backstop Cheyenne Kermany made 43 saves on 45 shots for the win. Okanagan were led by Okanagan were led by Lukas Tokic and Carter Bedenson with a goal each, while the backstop Jacob Burnside surrendered. Just want to get the scores right. Okay. So, I got some of the shots wrong. So, let me take a look. Okay. So, Okanagan were led by Lukas Tokic and Carter Bedenson. Okay. Okanagan were led by Lukas Tokic and Carter Bedenson with a goal each, while the backstop Jacob Burnside surrendered 6 goals on 27 shots. So, SFU tripled up Okanagan 6-2 for its first ever BCIHL playoff win in the current format, which was set in 2024, despite getting outshot 45-27. With the Lakers outshooting the Red Leafs 22-11 in Period 3. Later on March 5th, the Independent Red Leafs played their last game ever against an NCAA Division I powerhouse in the Michigan Wolverines at Yost Ice Arena in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where the puck drop was at 4:02 p.m. Pacific. Michigan opened the scoring 9:24 into the game as Garrett Shinivsky eluded the SFU starter Jesse McKay, who gave up the second goal to Aiden Park 98 seconds later as the Wolverines ended period 1 up 2-0, outshooting the Red Leafs 12-10 in the first 20 minutes, after which the Michigan starter Jack Ivankovich was replaced by Steven Beck, while the Red Leafs kept Jesse McKay in goal. Michigan built a 3-goal cushion at 5:43 per Jaden Perron, earned a power play at 7:40, when SFU's Nico Camazzola was penalized for high sticking and went up 4-0 on the power play per TJ Hughes at 8:52. The Wolverines made it 5-0 over the Red Leafs at 13:33 on Malcolm Spence's tally, and Will Horkoff made it 6-0 with 2:46 left as Michigan outshot SFU 15-2 during period 2, outshooting the visitors 25-12 after 40 minutes. Both teams changed goalies for the start of period 3, as Gabe Creton replaced Jesse McKay for the Redleafs, while the Wolverines replaced Steven Beck with Julia Molinaro, the third goalie for the hosts. TJ Hughes scored his second of the night at 11 for a 7-0 Michigan lead. SFU scored their first goal 5:11 later as Lucas Grebus eluded Julian Molinaro, and the Wolverines finished the scoring 64 seconds later as Hunter Haiti scored on the Redleafs' Gabe Creton, as Michigan destroyed SFU 8-1 as the Wolverines outshot the independent Redleafs 35-22. SFU were led by Lucas Grebus with one goal, while Jesse McKay surrendered 6 goals on 25 shots for the loss, and Gabe Creton yielded 2 goals on 10 shots in relief. Meanwhile, Michigan were led by TJ Hughes with 2 goals, 3 assists, Jaden Perron with a goal, 3 assists, Hunter Haiti with a goal, an assist, Garrett Schnipsky with a goal, an assist, Michael Hage with 2 assists, while Jack Ivankovic stopped all 10 shots in the start for the win, followed by Steven Beck, who stopped just 2 shots in 1942. During period 2, and Julian Molinaro gave up 1 goal and 10 shots against in the third. 2 games were on tap for the 2026 BCIHL tournament on March 6 at New West Queens Park Arena. First one was between the Uvic Vikes, the second seed, and the Vancouver Island University Mariners, the top seed, with the puck drop at 11:30. The Mariners outscored the Vikes 3-1 in the first, with 2 goals 30 seconds apart in the last 2 minutes. Matthew Catelli with 1:26. Nolan Wick with 56 seconds left in the first, and that was enough for VIU to offset Uvic's second goal. Kate Leskowski at 8:15 of the second. Just a minute, please. I might have got the name wrong. Kate Leskowski. Okay, just a minute. Sorry. Where was I? Yeah. Kate Leskowski at 8:15 of the second as the Mariners edged the Vikes 3-2, with VIU outshooting Uvic 42-22 as the Vikes' Rohan Gerardy made 40 saves while Connor Stojan made just 20 saves for the Mariners in the win. Excuse me. Sorry about that. The last game featured the venue host SFU-BCIHL Redleafs, the fifth and last seed, against the Logan Lake Miners, the third seed. Logan Lake opened the scoring 1:45 into the game as Nathan Balmer eluded the Redleafs' Cheyenne Kermany. SFU tied the game late in period one as Jaden Falchuk scored his third of the tournament on Matthew Ains with 5:59 left. But Logan Lake regained their lead 51 seconds later with Taylor Schmiedeler's first on SFU's Sean Carmony, as the Miners finished period 1 ahead 2-1, despite the Redleafs having a 15-13 edge in shots. Logan Lake doubled their lead at 11:40 of the second, as Aiden Turner scored his first of the tournament on SFU's Sean Carmony. With the Miners outshooting the Redleafs 8-5 in the second and a 21-20 edge in the first 20 minutes. Logan Lake broke the game open early in period 3 on Gavin Matthews' first at 2:44, followed by Sid Chatty's first 66 seconds later for a 5-1 lead, and Chatty drew the first assist on Lyndon Robertson's first. With 5:36 left in regulation, all on SFU's Cheyenne Kermany, who faced 15 shots in the third, as the Miners sextupled the Redleafs 6-1 at New West Queens Park Arena. SFU were led by Jaden Falchuk with a goal, while Cheyenne Kermany surrendered 6 goals on 36 shots. Meanwhile, Logan Lake were led by Taylor Schmiedeler with a goal, 2 assists, Lyndon Robertson, Sid Chatty with a goal, an assist each, and Darius Sam with 2 assists, while Matthew Ince made 24 saves for the win. The Miners' win on March 6 earned them a date with the UVic Fikes the next day, with the puck drop at 3 p.m. at New West Queen's Park Arena. UVic jumped ahead on Logan Lake with 2 goals in the first, Jack Lazor at 4:05, and Ryan Strange on a power play with 2:44 left, as there were 46 shots on goal in the first, 25 for the Vikes and 21 for the Lakers. UVic jumped a 4-0 lead in the second, Jack Lazor at 8:13, Alex Smith with 2:44 left, and Gavin Matthews scored Logan Lake's first goal with 13 seconds left. Both sides exchanged goals in the third, Zion Lavoie with 6:26 left, and Talon Zekel on a power play with just 23 seconds remaining in regulation, as UVic defeated Logan Lake 5-2. Were the Miners, Matthew Ince yielded 6 goals on 39 shots in the loss. Meanwhile, the Vikes were led by Jack Lazor with 2 goals, and Rowan Girardi made 36 saves for the win. Today sees the 2026 BCIHL Championship game between two Vancouver Island teams, as UVic challenges VLU for the second time this week, this time for the 2026 BCIHL Crown, with the puck drop at New West Queen's Park Arena at 3 p.m.
Who doesn't love music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club with other music aficionados checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
Welcome back. The fifth group is Sister Ray's Believer. Here is Diamonds.
Pockets, but never enough to share. protections. Do then I've got a canker the size of every acre of land we had. How can you deny me when you make diamonds with your hands? What good to my protections do they?
I would like to provide updates on the SFU Red Leafs lacrosse, which play in Division 1 of the Pacific Northwest Collegiate Lacrosse League in the Men's Collegiate Lacrosse Association at this time. On March 7th, SFU played Brigham Young University at Boise State University in Boise, Idaho, where the game started at 11 a.m. Pacific, and the Red Leafs fell to the Cougars 23-17. Brigham Young were led by Matthew Quick with 5 goals, 2 assists. Houghton Murphy with 3 goals, 3 assists. Stu Basso with 4 goals, an assist. Gavin Taylor with 4 goals. Kate Kirshner with 3 goals, an assist. And Charlie Friedman with 2 assists. Meanwhile, SFU were led by Luke Sonnen. Just a minute. Yeah, SFU were led by Luke Sonnen. I'm not sure how many goals he scored. Yeah, they were led by Luke Sonnen. Not sure if he scored. Yeah, there is no box score for detailed stats for the Red Leafs even now. Let me take a look. No, but as Luke Sonnen was the SFU leader in goals, assists, but there's no specific number of points for some reason. The Red Leafs are currently playing the Boise State Broncos at Boise State University in Boise, Idaho, where the game started at 9 a.m. Pacific, but no scores are currently available at this time.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Thank you for listening to episode 10 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026. Follow Part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM. the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Now to the last tune before 11, it's Michael Deese's Flow. Here is Recife's. Here is New Girl. Thank you.
You are now tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Want to know more about the channel? Find us online at cjsf.ca.